There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Oh yeah, man, I'm just gonna jump right in. Welcome to From the Helicarrier. Our producer, Baloney Ninja, is like, hey, Doofuses, you're late again. You're right, boss. You're right. We're gonna be on it. But we are warming up because this show has taken a turn last week. And the turn is, you know, we're gonna talk about Marvel Strike Force and playing it. But, you know, we're gonna talk about some of the character relations. We just got five new characters in the game, and Kurt's gonna help bring some of that history to us. But we're talking Dragon Con, which I'm sure will come back up in this show, because it's cool to share the stories and experiences, and we're still trying to convince Sin that it's worth it to come out and do a This Week in MCU live at Dragon Con. I know we're not going to convince him this year, but soon, TM. We're going to bring that back. Soon, TM. But, as I've mentioned their names, Kurt Booten over here, the Hulk lover like me. Yeah, you say that, but you still haven't taken the big boy down. Then Sin Raven.
What's going on?
So
that is a big trip to do.
It is. And that's the thing with Dragon Con or any con really, and that kind of trip is, will it give you what you want in life? Now I know you do a lot of photography. It's possible you could actually apply to be an official photographer, which is a volunteer spot, you know, but it gets you a special badge that lets you into any room, even when they're shut out, right? If you fill it up, you can't get in. Official photographers get to go in, take the pictures.
The camera gets you everywhere.
Yeah. Well, including
the hacker convention in Vegas.
I don't want to go to that one.
We walked into, I went to visit, my friend was visiting his mom while my other buddy was at that convention. Because he works security, IT security. And so I came to Vegas just to visit everybody. And then we walked into the con.
Yeah.
And I went to the media desk and said, hey, my editor asked me if I can do some photos here. And I used to shoot for the newspaper at the time. And they're like, oh, yeah, here, no problem. Give me a press pass.
DragonCon doesn't quite work that way. But because everybody and their brother brings cameras to DragonCon. But you can actually get a red press tag or something that would... there's different benefits for you that if you're seriously considering it, I will help you figure out what the benefits might be. But the biggest thing that Kurt and I are talking about is you never know who's going to show up on your panel to sit with you and talk, and it's really cool. But we'll get back to that. So, exciting stuff going on in Strike Force, right? I'm going to the roster just as we got five new playable characters. We got Wong. We got Morgan Le Fay. We got Agatha Harkness. We got Doctor Strange Harkness. That should be literally
Heartless.
Darker Strange. Should be Darker Strange. I'm just saying. Miss it out. And then the one I asked Kurt to specifically bring to the table tonight, and I'm sure you'll have something on all of them, Madeline Pryor. And I'm like, oh, I don't know who that is. And I click on it, and a little brief summary in the game says, a lovelorn clone of Jean Grey, Madeline Pryor uses her superior psychic powers and sorcery to rain fury down on her opponents. That tells me nothing, Kurt.
Yeah, Madeline Pryor, it's a complicated history. So she is a clone. Well, she was created in the cloning labs of Mr. Sinister from Jean Grey's DNA. The thing in the comics, though, is they made it like Jean had been presumed dead at this point. She was dead in the comics. And Scott met Madeline Pryor, who just happened to be another hot redhead. But
he's
clearly
got a type.
He's got a type. But clearly she didn't look exactly like Jean Grey, or else they would have said something more. And, you know, they did the whole, wow, she's also a redhead, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, there's a Mr. Sinister tie there, and they meet, they fall in love, they get married, and they give birth to Cable.
She's Cable's mom? I thought Jean Grey was Cable's mama.
Yeah.
Sigh and the shoulder drop.
It's just like this whole Madeline Pryor, Jean Grey thing, I was never a big fan of, because it was weird. And you always knew that Phoenix X-Men was coming back.
It's 90s X-Men comics. Nothing made sense.
That's true. Too many pockets and just weird storylines. But so I mean, because she's got some Jean Grey DNA. Basically, once Jean Grey came back, Scott just said, "Yeah, oh wait, you're this is all screwed. So, bye." And she went through a bunch of different identities, but inevitably, ultimately, she died. You know, Maddie died. Madeline Pryor.
Okay.
And Scott, you know, left her after learning that Jean was back.
So he really has a type. Redhead dead chicks. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a weird thing. And then she got into some witchcraft stuff as well. And so there's probably a Mephisto tie-in there. And the witches thing with Agatha Harkness and Scarlet Witch. You know, it's not a surprise that they're kind of folding her into that end of things, if that's, you know, from what I've read, they're trying to do this whole.
She's not. She's actually she's replacing Sabretooth on the Marauders team. The Sabretooth is now with the Weapon X team, so she's on the Marauders team.
So Sabretooth on the Weapon X team makes sense,
right? And so she's with Mr. Sinister.
All right, that makes sense. Yeah. I hate that. so the reason I hate it is because they're kind of trying to shoehorn. Like, Mr. Sinister, while he was part of the Marauders, isn't really known as a Marauder guy. So,
now he's the guy that came to fame in the songs. Everybody clap your hands. You know, yeah.
He looks so happy when he gets to do that.
Does. Yeah. I love it every time.
I find the Madeline Pryor edition bizarre. It's a strange ad. Of all the other characters that you could add, it's a strange ad.
And so I said, you already started doing what I hoped you'd do, which is, hey, this is how it works in the game. So what are you seeing from the preliminary videos and stuff that the creators program people are?
So we haven't got any videos for her just yet. Because they did a little bit on Strange. I didn't see anything. Maybe I missed it, but I didn't see anything of Madeline Pryor yet. But she's filling the role of that fifth because she's in the game. Sinister, Strife, and Mystique got a little bit of a rework, and you know, they expect you to have Emma basically as the fifth right now. That might change. There's some rumors of an Emma rework and another team down the line. No confirmation on anything on that. It's a very vague rumor. Maybe the club, you know.
I was just going to say Hellfire Club would be obvious. Yeah,
they maybe do that down the line, but who knows?
Blue Demon. I'd like to see him.
What they did, though, they added some stuff to Strife and a little bit to Mrs. Sinister, but it's all war defense stuff. So Mystique will now put taunt on people. And the straight counter team for them was Shadowlands, and they did beautifully. It's not working as well anymore because now Mystique is putting taunts on Night Nurse, who's getting killed. Madeline is going to be putting blinds on all brawlers and a bunch of other stuff. So they're kind of kicking Shadowland to the curb with that, which is unfortunate. That team worked really well, so we'll have to find another use for them. But like they've done with teams like Power Armor and a few others, they might bring in a character like Ironheart to take out a character from Shadowland, put in a new character, and look, oh, they work great again. Mm. So that might happen down the line. We'll see. I don't know her release or schedule yet. I think she's basically going to be the tail end of this patch because we know that Doctor Strange Heartless is going to be an event. So in like a week and a half, he's the next event. And that event is going to have a new difficulty level. So there's going to be the regular three, the, you know, easy, medium, hard, and there's going to be
Adamantium.
I don't remember the name on it, but basically a level 4 difficulty for the event.
How they need to at least for April, right? For April Fools, they need to go back to the original Doom hardness levels.
No.
Crybaby is too hard for me. Oh my God. Yeah, those levels.
That'd be pretty funny.
But I'm happy to hear that there's another level, because I'm actually finishing up Dr. Brother, Reverend, Priest, Pope, Voodoo. And but I always jump right to hard. I'm at that play level that I can just run right through hard on pretty much everyone. So it's nice, though, because I'm assuming we'll get better rewards, as opposed to the other side of that coin could be, oh, we give you a harder level, and we water down the rewards underneath it. I'm hoping they just increase the rewards.
Right. Well, supposedly. I mean, if I can find the email, it's kind of buried because there was a bunch of web milestones and stuff. Wong is a Blitz release, so that's coming soon. So that's probably next Thursday, maybe the Thursday after next, but maybe next Thursday. Heroic difficulty. Thank you, C.S. Shion. So that's going to be the level 4. But the heroic difficulty, once you do it, will open up the hard difficulty, just like hard opens up all the other ones. It's going to work the same way. But also, Morgan Le Fay, we already know she's a Scourge event, and she's going to be a 3-star unlock. There's some rumors that Apocalypse is going to be a 7-star unlock. I don't know, you know, how credible that is, but you know, once you get your five horsemen, you might get them unlocked, but good luck getting the Apocalypse with them at the end. Wong is a Blitz, and I don't know on Agatha. I'm not sure what her release yet is. Probably a milestone event like the one that just started. But that I don't think we've seen any information on that yet.
Milestone events are tough.
Yeah.
I am working the angles on Morbius. I think I'm gonna get him. I might have to throw some money into some cores just to work a few more extra refreshes or those kind of things. But
so if you
been okay.
If you were able to get for free to play, if you were able to get everything, you'll end at milestone 38. That includes all the orbs from the website as well. The one, you know, the 2,500 shards a day. 39 and 40 are very much locked paywall milestones.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's all right. I basically considered this to be a 38 milestone event, and if I happen to get 39, it's a bonus. I'm not getting 40 because it would cost me like $80 or something to push up to milestone 40, and I'm not gonna do it. The rewards don't feel like they're worth it. There's some tier 16 orbs and an elite 5 orb, but I don't feel they're worth the cost. But we just had a milestone startup for Successful Brew, which is
Agatha Harkness.
No, this is a Scarlet Witch event. But what it does is at the on the lower ends of it, it drops a couple of pieces of osmium, which is the new unique piece for Morgan Le Fay. So you'll be able to get about, I think it's 25 pieces of orange and like 2 or 3 pieces of green or teal, but it's got a web store milestone event associated with it. So they're both running at the same time. The web one is broken right now. There's a bunch of stuff in there that is not highlighting. And the guess is that it's cauldrons. So they're running the event with the new store section like they've done before. Mm-hmm. So you go, you blitz, you get cauldrons, you go to the store, you spend the cauldrons on gear, you get milestones for the Successful Brew event.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of teal gear in there, orange gear, so, and no shards. Like the one time that they've done it with shards, that was nice. No shards on this one. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of gear, which is nice. And I need all that teal gear that's in there.
I always think of teal deer when people say teal gear.
Teal deer, yeah.
So I give Raina Raiden Blitz to finish that one up. Cool. I've been staying on top of the web. I've been staying on top of the web pretty well.
That's good.
I've, on my phone and my tablet, I can just leave a tab open. I love how they've improved browsers on mobile. And honestly, if you only miss maybe a day in claiming, like apparently I didn't go back and claim my web rewards.
They stick around.
Yeah, they stick around.
Yeah.
I'm claiming right now because I'd make sure to at least look at the web page once a day before I start playing, or if I know, oh, I'm playing, let me go to the web real quick. Having that tab open, right? Right. Open my, I use Google or Chrome on my phone. Boom, oh, there's a tab. And then it just registers that I touched the web page. And then, yeah.
Yeah, it's instantaneous. It shows up in a game faster than anything. But spending ISO energy, spending your regular energy will get you cauldrons. Blitzes, you know, winning blitzes will get you cauldrons. And then you go spend them in the store. And then you get the milestone rewards from that.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. At first, it looked like you're going to need like 6 or 7 rotations of blitz per day. And this is a 14-day event. But apparently people crunch the numbers and it's like 4 rotations a day. So that's a lot easier, a lot better. So if you're doing like 4 or 5 rotations a day, you should be fine on this one. There's an offer for it in the store, but it's ridiculously expensive at like $40 for 6,000 cauldrons. I don't think it's worth it.
That seems
but expensive. if you want to hit the milestones and you don't want to blitz, then go spend your money.
88 out of 100. Let me see what my milestones are right now on Living Vampire. I'm on 25, milestone 25. And I've got less than a day to finish it. It's going to be tough, but I just need 20 more. Actually, I need 12 more, so I need to get milestone 32. If I get to 32, I will have Morbius 100% free. So...
I don't know if the other is the living, the Fangs out. Is that, I think that's over already. Is it still there?
Living Vampire is still going, Flesh and Blood.
Okay, Living Vampire is still going. Living
Vampire has 22 hours. Both of them still have 22 hours left.
Okay, so you're on the last day of it. So yeah. You got a little bit of time to get some more stuff.
And I'm working on it right now. You know, oh, that's not where I want to go. I want to go open the orbs. But I've been actually, and this is what I normally save stuff for this show, but just to make sure I didn't mess up, I've stayed on top of my Spirit Slayer orbs. And I'm staying on top of my, I always have to scroll, Mystic Assassin orbs.
If you go and do an arena fight, the website will have the 2,500 shards for you as well, so you get an extra orb.
Yeah, I think I grabbed that one already, but I will double check it. This is the most freaking attention I've had to pay to this game because like, okay, first I gotta go over here. I gotta spend all my energy. Okay. I'm doing that. Now I gotta go claim these orbs. Okay. Did that. Now I gotta go back to the Living Vampire and claim my milestones. Oh my God. But I'm doing it. Oh, okay. Yeah. That just got me close. I'm within 3 milestones of getting what I have to have. So, it's a lot, man.
Yeah.
I dig it. Have you already got, I'm assuming you have got Morbius already, Sin?
Yeah, I've been putting a little bit of work into him. I haven't. He's sitting at level 1. I've been working on Star-Lord T'Challa, trying to push him up a little bit higher. There's too many characters to work on because now I got Morbius and Doctor Strange and Doctor Voodoo. My Doctor Voodoo is a level 70, but like, did I gear him up? Yeah, he's tier gear 13, but he's got nothing in his abilities yet because I've just been kind of slowly bringing him up, and I've been spending way too much gold, so I'm trying to cut that down a little bit. But
yeah.
Morbius, Dr. Voodoo, Dr. Strange, Echo, Kate Bishop, Star-Lord T'Challa. I got all these characters that need work. I can't do them all at the same time.
Oh, man. I was going to do one more big push on Dr. Voodoo, but that ended at 7 o'clock, didn't it? Shizey. All right, so we're...
You're just not committed enough.
You know, Kurt, you know... You're not necessarily wrong on that. It's tough to be that committed. I mean, I got him, and I got him 4 stars. I was trying to see if I could push to that 5th star, but I guess the answer is no. No, I couldn't because I just didn't have the time to do it. But I had 5,000 cores when I started this event, and I'm down to – now, it wasn't all Dr. Voodoo, but I'm down to under 1,000 cores, I think. Yeah, no, I'm at just over 1,000 cores now. So,
oh God, am I the only one? Yeah, like, am I the only one that heard 100,000 cores?
I heard 100,000 cores. I'm like, wait, what?
What?
There's no way you just dropped like $5,000 on this.
No, I did look at money. Okay, let me throw some money at cores. Oh no. No, throwing money at cores is the dumbest thing to do in this game. Yeah,
there's an offer every now and then. Like, there's an offer right now, which basically for $10, usually $10 gets you 750 cores, which is terrible. But there's an offer for $10 for 750 cores plus a few other things. It's still a terrible offer, but at least you get some extra stuff with that $10 for that $10.
Yeah, if you're going to be dumb, at least get some extra stuff with it.
Right.
Yeah, Morbius, Bloney says, Morbius is the easiest free-to-play character to get in a long time. You know what? I agree with that. The milestones are very, very difficult. Typically, I'll say Sin, because Sin is the one I listen to when he says it. If he goes, well, yeah, it's going to be a milestone event. I'm like, I ain't getting that character. But I do like my Supernatural teams. And while they're not tagged necessarily Supernatural, that Dark Hunter fits right into that vibe for me. And so I'm really trying to build this team like I can do it. And that's why I did put in more effort on Voodoo. And it took, I mean, there was real free play, and then it took a number of cores to get it knocked out. 4 stars is not bad, and I'll invest some more stuff into him to get him up to, what have I got him at, tier 14. Already leveling up to 85. Almost got 5 stars on his ISO 8s. I'm ready to unlock Morbius.
You're way ahead of him on him than me.
Well, it's because I'm not working on all the other stuff that you're working on either.
I might actually make him. I'm thinking of bringing him for Dark Dimension 5. He might be a good option. So I might just push him. I mean, he's level 70, so he needs like 6 million gold and abilities. So maybe basically 8 million gold. Something like that. So I might just start pushing him up. I'm thinking of just bringing him to tier 16.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. I'm not working on any tier gear 16 anybody's right now. Oh, my God. Let me tell you the sadness, dude. Kicking so much butt, and now it's going to – I know I mentioned it before. I want to mention it again, because apparently Thursday night is my night to complain. That's what I'm going to do. In fact, I just got off of Pokemon Go, and the audience votes for the title of the show. The title that won – Charles sure complains a lot.
That was a very disappointing vote. I was hoping for one of mine. One of mine's going to catch one of these days.
Kurt had some great suggestions there. But yeah, it's going to take me. You saw if you're watching the stream, you see my favorites. I've got my symbiotes up here, and it's just going to take forever. I got to get them to tier gear 15 so I can get back in the Dark Dimension, because I got to that next node, and it's City. It's City, yep. Non-legendary, and it's like, whew, tumbleweeds. I've got not a single City non-legendary to tier gear 15.
Do you happen to have Shang-Chi or Cloak and Dagger?
I've got Cloak and Dagger for Shizzles. What's their tag? So I can just find them.
New Warriors.
All right. I don't know. Is that going to be in the ends, or is that going to be at the end of the list in the ends? Because they have two different alphabets. There it is. All right, yeah, so I did just actually get Cloak opened recently. Dagger, I think, okay. For a minute. And actually, I'm just six shy of getting Cloak's next star.
Cloak is in the Blitz orbs. So if you have Blitz energy, you can just pop open a bunch of orbs.
I'm about to go pop open a bunch of those anyway, yeah.
And you can get them to 5-star. Those and Shang-Chi are better options than the symbiotes.
Okay.
For the long run, you know, for future upgrades.
All right.
Raid Orb, not Blitz Orbs. My bad. Shang-Chi is Blitz Orbs.
He's not New Warriors. He's but he's a Mystic, right?
He's Mystic. He's Heroes for Hire.
Here's right. That's it. Yeah, I do have him. I probably haven't put much into him because I wasn't really focusing on the Heroes for Hire team. Where are you, buddy boy? Maybe I lied. Maybe I did put something into him.
If he's just sorted by city, he'll show up.
Okay. No, I thought I got him. Maybe I just fell short of getting him. I didn't know. Let's see. City and Mystic. Apparently he's not mystic. So let me take that marker off. I assumed because, you know, Shang-Chi. It kind of makes sense. Mystic. And where are you, buddy boy? See, this is where we should be searching by name. There he is. Level one.
You should be able to type in the name and find him.
Right. So, yeah, I do have him. I got 4 red stars on him. Okay. So, yeah, he should be all right.
Yeah, so those 3 would be the best option to bring up.
And
Web Warriors is a really good option. So, like, Scarlet Spider, Ghost Spider, even the reworked Spider-Man and Miles Morales are good options. Symbiotes will work fine for DD4, but in the long run, that gear is better used for new characters.
I gotcha. I'm gonna get it all. So okay. So but what's the so you were so then I should put Web Warriors with Shang-Chi cloak and dagger.
Dagger's a little on the expensive side, so if you go without, and like you could go without her, cloak is the best. I mean, Shang-Chi is the best option. So I'm like, right now, if you have the gear for it, I would do cloak and dagger, Shang-Chi, and then like Ghost Spider and maybe Scarlet Spider for the 5.
Okay,
but it depends on what the gear is. Also, you're doing DD4, so you don't need 5 characters, you only need 4.
Okay.
Also, on top of that. No, you need 4 per node. You can't go with less. So that would be, you know, 4 characters right there. You could do it without Dagger. She is expensive to bring up, but she would be a really good option for DD4.
Well, that does spread it out on resources, because trying to do all symbiote for that
is really expensive.
Need the same damn thing. So it's like,
and that's the problem. Good. That's the problem with Web Warriors as well. They all need the exact same thing, except for Ghost Spider, who needs the symbiotes one. She needs the alien spores. So it's a little weird. Like 4 of them need the Oz formula. And one of them needs a completely different piece.
It's a Ghost Spider. Yeah, I'll definitely try to bring Ghost Spider up instead of maybe Spider. I think I marked Spider Punk. Hold on, let me go back. Yeah, I got ahead of myself. I marked Spider Punk instead of Ghost Spider. Because I like Scarlet. Oddly enough, Brian Ibbett, I like Scarlet Spider in this game. It worked out. This one they did all right. I am 7 short on Ghost Spider. Oh, that hurts so much.
Oh, wow. That's really nice and close. Mm. Well, you might just get her from orbs.
Well, you know what? I already have Miles Morales at 13. So I'll mark him until I unlock her for now. Because poor Spider-Man, he's still the weakest of them all.
I don't know, man. He got a pretty solid rework for the Web Warriors. They work pretty well. Pretty good.
I had to take a look at it. Let's go back to some of the new characters. Wong, I think it's really cool that they're bringing him into the game. Have you heard anything new about that, Sin?
He's a Blitz release coming soon, but other than that, I haven't heard anything. I wish they would have done... Well, I wish they would have done the MCU Wong. Yes. I don't like the look on this one, but I bet you anything we'll get a costume for him.
Yep.
Because he looks like the ancient one, but we don't have the ancient one.
That's true.
It's not a surprise that especially with the costume situation now, it's not a surprise that they're bringing in the comic Wong.
Yeah.
Versus the MCU Wong.
We got some cool new costumes, though.
They know that we want the costume version, so that's, you know, we want the MCU version, so they're going to make a costume for that. But let's see what costumes we've got now. Of course, Shang-Chi, Phoenix, Black Widow, Baron Zemo, Frost, Carnage, Black Bolt.
Yeah, Black Bolt has the Strike Anniversary one, and... I don't know if people are going to like it or not. I love it. I freaking want this costume.
I love it except for the helmet.
Right? I can do without the helmet, but oh my God, he looks awesome.
I love the strike logo on his shoulder. I like the working on his chest piece and legs.
Kurt's not a fan.
I don't like that at all.
I think if you did it without the helmet, it would come across better.
Maybe.
Like the way he looks. But he's got basically like medieval armor and a cloak on.
Yeah. Vision, Cyclops, Vision, Fury, Hawkeye, Spider-Man. What do we got with
Spider-Man? Yeah, Spider-Man has the black
one right. From the movie. Knew about that one.
Now, you know what they should have done with Black Bolt is they should have given him the they should have given the TV series outfit.
Oh, God, no. God, that show was so bad.
It really was.
It could have been so good, but it wasn't.
Or you want a little inside baseball, give him the Captain Pike outfit.
Oh, God. Oh, wow, that was a simple actor, wasn't it?
Anson Mount.
Yeah. He's so much better as Captain Pike than Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah. Bishop, Misty Knight, Moon Knight. Am I missing a Polaris and Moon Knight? I need to look at Moon Knight's.
Moon Knight is getting the Mr. Knight outfit.
Right, yeah, that's an awesome outfit.
That's the newer X Factor one. And let's look at Nighty Boy.
Oh, which is what next week? Next week, right on the 30th.
Next week. Yep,
next week.
Wow, Mr. Knight. That is
can't wait.
Mr. Knight looks good.
Yeah, no, I'm so. Are they going to do it week to week? They're going to do it week to week. That kills me. In this day of binge watching, Netflix has set the bar, assholes. Stop going back to old broadcast TV standards of week to week.
Well, here's the thing, though. It actually helps us.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's fair, Kurt. That's fair.
Yeah. Binging and then, like I was going to try to redo. Wait.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm reading this correctly. We're going to see this in the TV show, this costume?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've already shown him in the trailer. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't watch trailers. I listen to you guys talk about it a little bit, but I try not to watch it too much.
We see his traditional costume as well as this one.
This Mr. Knight looks now super stoked about this new show.
Yeah. Yeah. And, man, Marvel is putting out video upon video upon video trying to get people to know who Moon Knight is.
And that's fair, because it is a little bit of an uphill battle.
Well, and the first kind of non-spoilery reviews from the press guys that have been able to see the first four episodes are really good. Really, really good. So I'm very hopeful.
I am so looking forward to it. The offer's not here anymore. To get the you can't get Morbius out of an orb. So I was able to pay cores to try to open Morbius orbs before, and I can't do that now.
Oh, really? They're already gone too?
Looks like, unless I'm not scrolling far enough, I'm gonna keep scrolling. But all the character stuff is right there in the middle. Which quality of life improvement now that you have all these awesome stores or orb stores, whatever you want to call them, that I have to claim and open up in. There's so many now. Let's do some other mini tabs. Like, is there room right here in this dead space above where the scrolling orb rooms, for lack of power words are? If you click on the orb, you know, the tab, the orbs tab on the gold tab, whatever that is, but underneath there's this dead space. You could put little ones that would be characters and training bats and ability, blah, blah, blah. So you can break down the stores even more and not have to scroll for days. But right now they've got the premium Red Star, Spirit Slayer, Bright Persona, which is Electro, because that just finished up that Blitz. Loa Whisperer Orb, which of course, Brother Doctor Pope Priest Voodoo. A Second Chance, which is Moon Knight. Strange Effect Orb, which is of course, Darker Strange. That's all I'm going to say. We got the Kitty Pryde Blitz going on, so now there's an Into the Shadow Orb going on, and the Mystic Assassin Orb and Launch Party still there. Although Launch Party should be gone because you can't get them anymore, right?
I don't know.
I've been on the web
because that was the web exclusive.
The web exclusive one, and I claimed a bunch of them the first night when I got on.
They might bring them back up. They might be holding on to them because they might bring them back.
Then you got your basic orbs, gold orb, all that. So, Let me go to, I just went through the offers. Or Morbius, you can still hunt down tonight. So maybe tomorrow we'll get some of those offers to buy 99 cents for so many orbs of the Mystic.
Yeah.
Hunter, whatever it is, to open up.
Yeah, because I have like 500 shards left over. So they usually do like the dollar for 500 shards. Right. So if you have leftovers, you can, you know, just add for an extra orb.
Because I'm gonna. I need 12. That is all I need to unlock him. So if I have to, I'm going to throw down a little bit of cash and open that up and do whatever I got to do to get him unlocked. At 100, it's four stars. Is it four stars at 100?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a solid battling one. Blown Ninja said earlier, Morbius is supposed to be awesome for Dark Dimension, which... That just makes me want it even more.
I keep hearing that he's really good because he's got drain mechanics on his basics. He's got some other sustainability stuff. Apparently, people were bringing him in with like 3-3, 4-4, you know, yellow reds.
Sure,
and he's doing okay. The problem for me is that he shares gear with Cersei, and I don't even have enough for her. Gotcha. So I'm trying to kind of manage the gear for the first run, and it's not working very well.
Yeah. I will say, I'll throw this out, and I want to get your feedback as more of a hardcore player, Sin, and touch base with more hardcore players. It seems like for a long-term game that they're actually making it better now to be more long-term. Like, okay, you have to manage your gear. You have to build that team to get into that next Dark Dimension or to do this next harder level maybe of the events or Doom Raids, right? They're putting in that thing that you can't just, unless you're a Kraken, you're not just going to jump right into that next level, as opposed to even me earlier last year is like, all right, I'm done it. I'm sitting at the top tier with the Krakens without ever having to spin because I can still conquer everything. Does that feel about right, or you don't like how they're...
The problem is that they're doing... the way they're doing the events is pushing the free-to-play down.
Okay.
Because before, it was if you took the time to... Like the current event, if you take the time to blitz, you're going to finish the event, which is how they used to do it.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it became, well, even if you're doing... You know, even if you're doing milestones, even if you're doing blitzes or raids or whatever it was... You're still not going to finish it because the last like four milestones, you're going to need to spend money. So you can't finish it without spending. That's not a good way to do it. You know, if the whales want to spend the money not to do the stuff in the game, then let them. But if somebody's putting in the time in the game, they should be able to finish it up. Now, if you specifically go out and say, here's an event, spend money to get it, and there's no other way to do it, that's fine. But if you're going to have both options in there, they should be able to finish it without spending money.
Hey, did you know that Kurt used to work for game companies? Game company, yeah. Kurt, what is your thoughts on that gatekeeping, if you will?
So most of the companies that I worked for, it was in the before times, before there was the pay to play aspect of things for the most part. And, I've always been of the belief that the common user, the casual user, should be able to achieve everything that the pay to play can achieve. It's just a time thing. In a situation like this, where it feels like they're really, I'd stop short of punishing the casual player, but making it near impossible seems to be a misstep, and perhaps somebody in management might get fired. it feels like a let's see what can happen. You know, like if they were to cram 6 hours worth of gameplay into 3, because most people play 3 hours of Blitz. And just say, look, our studies show that 90% of the people play only 3 hours of Blitz. Yeah. So, and we don't want to reward that. We want to reward more gameplay. I guess that's a way to go. Not something I'd support, but, yeah. It's
nice.
Greed can step in a little bit. So, you know,
I will say that I'm definitely hearing you guys, and I complained about, oh man, I hit that dead spot in Dark Dimension. Now it's going to take me forever, and I want it to move faster, but I also like that my alliance, right, FTH Academy, that is just here for anybody to play any way they can play. You know, we actually had somebody message us, and, you know, if you're listening to the show, be well and make it through your issues. But they're going to the hospital for something, and they shared it with the alliance, just saying, hey, you know, I'm not going to play for a couple of days, whatever. And, of course, everybody just responded back with, you know, be well. But that's exactly what our alliance is for, is as long as you log in, because there's an automatic kick, right? As long as you log in, then you won't get kicked out, because we don't want you to get kicked out, but you don't have to do any particular thing. I don't need our team to just walk into, what's the highest Doom raid, Zen?
2.3.
You know, we shouldn't, with that kind of gameplay, be able to just walk into 2.3 and be able to handle it, because there needs to be a difficulty meter. And so I like the longer gameplay, knowing that, well, it's going to be a hot minute before I get to Dark Dimension 5, right? And I'm going to work on that. And I'm going to be behind the game, behind the curve, right? Because I'm a free-to-play, but I'm also a casual player. I don't miss too many days anymore, but I can miss whole days. So I'm not putting in all that time. But I do want, Kurt and Sam, what you are saying, is I do want that ability to not just spend money. I don't want to do that. But to be able to, if I work hard, like you said, Sam, if I go, okay, right now I'm busting my butt on this Morbius thing, and I'm investing the time, and I'm this close to unlocking him, I want to be able to unlock him because I've invested the time, right? I've played more like they wanted. And you're right. It's Baloney said it earlier, that this was the easiest character to get for milestones in the longest time. And that should be, I guess what we're all saying is attainable. Everything should be obtainable, right? And some of it.
Everything is obtainable. It's just depending on when it's going to happen.
Right. And that's the whole thing though, right? I mean, yeah. It's like, what's the reasonable time frame?
The problem is that events that completely cut out the free-to-play are not good for the game, right?
Right.
Yes.
Like this last one, the last two milestones are pay only. Okay, so it's a little bit, you know, it's a little feel bad, because I kind of want to get it, but I'm not going to drop, you know, $50, $60, $80 to finish it. But on top of that, the orbs were terrible. Like these orbs that were for this event didn't, like, they had a couple of decent characters if you need them, but overall there was nothing good in them. So you're just doing it to get the milestones for this character. Used to be the orbs would have something good in it, and you're getting the milestones for the event. So they're just kind of, they keep changing stuff, and, you know, they'll land on a good one, they'll go to something else and it's not as good, and it's just back and forth. Like, figure your shit out.
I don't know how you get invited to be in the creators community where you can help feedback and where you can get previews and play. But I know I'm a fan of Sin. Sin thinks I think too highly of him. And, you know, but I don't. I think just highly enough of him. And I think you should be in that group.
We have enough people in that group already that are, you know, that we know, who, you know, I can pass messages over and somebody else can talk to them.
You know,
I don't need to be in that group. I'm in the other group. So the Envoy group is the one we're talking about.
Yeah.
There is another group called actually Nonvoy.
Nonvoy.
Yeah, there's like 7 or 8 content creators that are just in the Nonvoy group, and I'd rather be in that one.
That's funny. But no, yeah, okay, so good. As long as you can actually get your voice heard, because you think critically, without being critical of the game, right? You know, you give that good feedback there, and I just think that's any game company should listen to that kind of thing. Oh man, so close to Morbius. So Halo started streaming on Paramount Plus. You guys want to check
it out? Have you watched it?
No, I just realized, I knew it was coming. I don't always keep track of the dates. I realized that tonight that it said streaming. I don't know if they're doing a week to week. So I'll be honest, if they're doing a week to week, which they probably are, I will wait till it gets 4 or 5 episodes in before I start it.
I'll probably watch it tonight because there's a new Picard episode, so I'll watch that I'll watch Halo.
I waited on that one because I did week to week on Discovery. So I waited. It's like, well, Picard's hitting. My wife likes to watch it too, and sometimes we'll do 2 in a night. So I'm going to have 3 or 4 or 5 episodes there just in case we went back up. Same with Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is back. We're trying to let that stack up.
That season's done already. It's 8 episodes, so if you're waiting on that one, you can go ahead and watch.
Okay, so they finally, because we got to 4 or 5, and we decided to.
Yeah, it's 8 episodes, and that last one was really, really good.
Man, the last one was always really good.
Yeah, I really enjoy that show. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, no, I thought you said something. I thought you said a different show on top of that. Yeah.
No, I really like that show because. I know those people and I hate them all.
I only watched the first season. I didn't start the second season. So
yeah, it's been
and really I loved good. It. I thought it was great. Well, I thought, dude, it was great.
My opinion, every season of Maisel gets better.
One of the streamers, they still do a podcast. He doesn't play Marvel. He doesn't play Strike Force anymore. Vivash, used to be, camera, I don't remember the role, but he was one of the camera guys for like the first 2 or 3 seasons.
Nice.
On Marvelous Miss Maisel, and he also worked on FBI. I think he's either director of photography or I don't think he was director for something camera for those shows. I don't remember exiting the role though.
Babyface Wapo pops in, says another remakes. Lol, bald big beards all around. And maybe it's in the good.
Remen has a better beard than me, but I'm annoyed with mine because it doesn't want to. It's not growing back out. I'm really annoyed.
This is getting trimmed way back this weekend.
Look, I make up for all of it by putting it right here where it belongs.
Put it on top.
A little bit on bottom. You know, more. Now we all have our styles. I dig it. So is it March 30th that we get?
Yes, 30th. March 30th is Moon Knight. March 30th is Moon Knight. Well, let's start it this way. March 27th is my birthday. So
Happy birthday.
March 30th is Moon Knight. April 1st is Morbius, which is kind of getting mixed reviews already.
Yep.
But it's a Sony movie. What do you expect?
Exactly.
Yeah. May 25th is Memorial Day weekend is Doctor Strange and Multiverse.
I've got a weekend away planned with the family.
Right? So that's May 25th. And then later, I don't remember if it's June or did they not give us a date yet, Miss Marvel.
They did give us a date. Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel, I think, might be later. And I think June might be.
June 8th. June 8th is Miss Marvel.
Okay, June 8th is Miss Marvel. And then when the hell is. When is Obi-Wan Kenobi's show then?
That's not MCU, but
no, it's not. But it's, May 25th. It's also May 25th.
Yeah. And then
all the geek stuff right there.
She-Hulk is supposed to be mid-year.
Yeah, we don't have a date on She-Hulk yet, but that's this year as well.
And Secret Invasion is supposed to premiere this year too.
That's gonna be movie, right?
six episodes.
It's a show.
I quote some of my favorite podcasters in saying, it's all episodes, just some of them are 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Exactly.
On top of that, there was, I just had it in my head and I lost it. There was a rumor of something. Oh, there's rumors of a second season for WandaVision.
I thought I read that was not going to happen.
I just saw a rumor. I don't know. I have no confirmation. So, like, it's a rumor.
And then the Guardians holiday special is at the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's this year as well.
Oh, yes. I hope they make stupid Star Wars references. Oh,
and,
they got
to. Yeah, and yeah, it's a little crazy this year.
It's gonna be busy, it's gonna be good.
Well, don't forget, we also have Love and Thunder and Wakanda Forever this year.
Oh, is it all this year?
Yeah.
I didn't realize Wakanda Forever was this year. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Wakanda Forever, November 11th, and Love and Thunder, July 8th.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Well, we got stuff to do this year.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Secret Wars is the show, then one of those was supposed to be a new movie. I thought Secret Wars, I guess.
Secret Invasion.
Sorry, Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
And then, Armor Wars.
Yeah.
That's the other one. And we don't know on that one yet because I think that's down the line.
Yeah, it is down the line. It's not going to be this year. I think they're just starting production this year.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to all of them. What I really want to see happen, though, because there was rumors that it's getting pitched, was the Darcy and the guy that played the cop.
Yeah,
the,
what's his name? He's doing the Young Rock TV show right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as himself.
Oh, okay. So there was rumors that the show of those two was getting pitched, and I really want to see that happen.
Yeah,
because those two together worked really well, and I love Darcy.
And that's honestly what's beautiful about Disney Plus is that we can have these one-off shows that we never ever would have had before. Like right. That, they never would have done a Darcy and Cop Dude show ever, and right. Now because yeah. We can do it on a formula, right? Because you know they got it down to what it's going to cost and how to do the scripts and all that, and do it on a budget, and then have the you own the platform. Marvel Disney owns the platform. Just there you go.
Somebody there is one dude with a big beard sitting somewhere in a corner office in Marvel, just making a shitload of money just by keeping track of stuff they've done. Like again, I can't remember his name. The cop basically starts learning magic from, you know, by seeing Scott Lang do it, and then he starts doing close-up magic, and then he's actually doing stuff on WandaVision. He's actually doing card tricks.
Yep. Randall Park,
right. Yep. Darcy starts off as what was she was the not assistant, she was intern. She was an intern on the first Thor movie, and then progressively she got a better, you know, better education. Now she's got a freaking master's in like astrophysics or something that was on I don't remember what it was, but it's like she's got a degree in being brought in as a specialist on WandaVision. That was I just like seeing like the progression of the characters. They actually they don't stay the same, they actually improve.
Yep, character development. Who knew?
Yeah, character development is awesome. But it's not like, you know, character development for Scott Lang is visible through all the movies. These are like tiny little things behind that nobody would pay attention to.
Right, right.
Yeah. And you're right though. There has to be a huge continuity department for everything.
Somebody's got to track all the movies.
Yeah, man,
one dude from Always Sunny in Philadelphia with the big board.
Yeah,
right.
yeah,
the murder board.
Yeah, that's right. Because can you imagine? You know, the kid and us. You know, we grew up through the '80s and '90s, right? Through loving Marvel and playing video games. And then for whatever reason, that kid decides to go get a degree in history and become a historian, which has no career. And now all of a sudden, the perfect job came along. You love
historian Marvel.
And you're a historian. You
historian
now
of MCU.
Yeah.
No, guys. We can't put that line in there because he said something opposite three movies ago. Yes. And I have it right here.
Yep.
Yes, and they get
issued. That's a great job.
They get probably a multi-million-dollar contract, and they get issued bigger glasses with tape, so you can keep going. Actually, yeah.
To be honest, this guy could be making $100 a week, and he'd be super happy.
Right.
Yeah. It's Very interesting that how that all has worked out, and way better than I ever thought it would. So,
yeah.
And hey, I don't know that we touched on it last week. Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. William Hurt.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Thunderbolt.
Yeah, we did mention it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Pass away.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're gonna do.
Wouldn't be surprised if they CGI'd it, but I don't think we're getting a Thunderbolt show.
Well,
you could still.
I mean, well, here's the thing. Here's what they could do. We've been talking about Valentina putting together,
yeah,
the team, right? The Dark Avengers. They could name it the Thunderbolts in memory,
yeah,
in memoriam.
But then again, if you watch Star Wars and you know, The Mandalorian and Boba Fett, we got Luke in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So they could just Luke him in there.
They could do whatever they want, really.
Yeah, I mean, you could just have him on. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Crap. But you could have him on video, like on a screen on video, giving some kind of command to set up the team. You just have a reference that said, "Hey." You know, before, I mean, they can even say Thunderbolt died in the movies. Like, well, before he died, one of his last orders was to sign off on this secret project of the Dark Avengers called. Well, they wouldn't call it Dark Avengers.
Well, so the other thing they could do, though, look, Thunderbolt becomes the Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Right. So awesome. They could just have the Red Hulk show up
and do, just call him that and never go back to being, you know,
yeah.
Never see Ross. Him in human yeah. form. Yep.
Because you really don't ever see him in human form again once he goes Red Hulk, and at least the animations. I don't know about the comic book.
Yeah, I don't remember if he goes back and forth in the comics. But certainly they don't have to do that in the movie. They can just keep him big and red.
Yeah, because isn't Red Hulk more heat-based, you know, kind of fire-based?
Yeah, but he also maintained his intelligence.
Right, he did that. But you know,
yeah, so...
How Hulk's secret is he's always angry. Red Hulk's secret is he's always got chlamydia and it just burns.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep. That's what he's saying. Not actually red. It's just a rash.
It's just a rash.
All over.
Oh, my God. Before we got to wrap it up here, but do we have any
great note to go out on?
Right? Any questions for the show? Now, hey,
there are no questions tonight.
Spread the word in our Discord. Spread the word to your friends. Yeah, this is a Marvel Strike Force show, but also it's just some cool dudes who hang out and talk ideas. Kurt brings the history of the comics and throws in some ideas about what they can do, but also tells us the history behind our characters. I love that, man. I love learning about Myers, whatever her name, Pryor. Learning about
Madeline Pryor, yeah.
And some of that other stuff tonight and how you thought, you know, that was great. Sin, he keeps that pulse. He's right there on Remax's tail. He knows what's breaking news. He knows what we got. He can tell you why it works in the game. And I just like to drink and play the game. So we do that. So tell your friends. It's changed up a little bit. Come hang out with us on Thursday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Kurt, where can they find you?
I can be found all over the place on Twitch, on Twitter, on TikTok at VO by Kurt. Basically my video poem series is going, and that has the latest poem's been released. It is A Psalm of Life by Longfellow, and you can find that on YouTube and on TikTok. It's actually doing really well on TikTok right now, so I'm pretty happy about that. And then every Saturday morning when we have a show to review or a movie to review, Sen and I are doing This Week in MCU, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time on twitch.tv/VO by Kurt.
And it's awesome sauce. Where can you find you, Sen? Where can you find you, Sen? Look inside.
Well, I can find myself in this chair most of the day, but you can find me every morning on twitch.tv/SenRaven for some Marvel Strike Force gameplay and a couple other things. So come hang out. You know, request some songs. Always fun. At least I hope so.
It is. It's always fun. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe that's my own confirmation bias, because the rare times I get to show up live, you're like, hey, Rock On's here. It's like, yeah. Hi, everybody. Yeah, it's so much fun. So, no. But seriously, I do LARC on some of your live stuff. It's a lot of fun. It's a totally different vibe. And you've been playing that roguelike recently. And that roguelike is made by, oh, crap. Every time I try to say it, Everybody's trying to play it. It's
the only one I played recently was Vampire Survivors.
No, you were playing it.
Lost Ark.
That no, before, in between that.
But that's not a roguelike.
No, it's not. But
the crap. Well, you know what? I tried to say it. I can't say it. We're going to move on. It doesn't matter. You're playing a game. It's fun. Go check it out. You can find me. Check out my TikTok. We are 1EMS. I've been trying to do videos 3 to 4 times a week up there. And it's really stuff that applies to everybody. It is definitely for the EMT ambulance world of this is what I'm dealing with at work. These are some guidelines that I have. Or here's something that hit the news. Or here's some other things to think about. But in general, it is actually pretty good advice, I think, for life. Today I talked about partnerships and how, you know what? Don't stand around with your head up your ass. If somebody's doing something, you need to go help them and those kind of things. Lots of fun. 3 minutes, though, Kurt. I got to do these things in 3 freaking minutes, man. It kills me. But it's also across We Are One EMS, across all social media. And if you just happen to listen to this live, by the time you hear the podcast, it still will work. And you are in EMS in Georgia, and you go to the Georgia EMS Association conference this weekend for leadership. I will be there, and I'll be doing my live shtick there as well with the booth for We Are One EMS. Oh, man. Till next week, you know what? Go get caught up on the backlog of this week in MCU, because it's a great way to understand what's going on and pass the time. And we'll be back next week with more awesome entertainment.
Yep.